We have Blake from the Media House. You're today's interview. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
That's all right. It's a pleasure, mate. And obviously know each other outside of the studio as well. And it's great to have you in here to talk and give you the chance to say about some of the things that are going on at the moment. So, yeah, let's get it started, I suppose.
Why not?
Why not, Ross? So, yeah. So, tell us a little bit about you have the Media House.
So, yeah, the Media House is a digital marketing and content creation agency here on the Isle of Wight. We've been going for just over 3 years now. Pretty cool backstory to how we started, and I'm sure you'll appreciate it, being a car fanatic.
Me? What makes you think that I'm a car fanatic?
So, back in the day of me wanting to be a YouTuber and massively into cars, shout out to my dad for getting me into cars at a young age. You know, I tried to be the next Jeremy Clarkson.
We all tried that. I'm still trying, to be completely honest.
And, you know, people used to chuck their keys to their car at me and be like, you know, can you go do a review on my car? And this, that, and the other. And I was like,
sounds like a hard life.
Yeah. And then, you know, I thought, you know, I was onto something here. We could be like the next, you know, the Isle of Wight Top Gear. And, you know, from that, you know, learned how to do videos, like make videos and script videos and, you know, take pictures of cool cars. And then, you know, the business idea for the Media House, you know, came from making
cars.
Yeah. And then, you know, we kind of dwindled away from that. And, you know, we were good at making marketing videos. So why not make them for businesses?
Working on your strengths.
Yeah. So, you know, over the past 3 years, we've gained a very good client base of a lot of different industries of doing promotional content from social media management, know, photos for website, even building websites, and yeah, just having a lot of fun making videos for businesses.
Well, if you're enjoying your work, do you know what I mean? They say if you enjoy your work, you don't do a day's work in your life.
Oh, exactly.
So no, it's good, and you're smiling away across the studio as well, so you know it must be going well. No, that's cool. So that's what made you get into marketing and doing that. And so for example, one of the projects that you did most probably early on, what was one of the cars you reviewed?
There's quite a few, and it's not a massively spectacular car, and people are going to be like, really? Out of all the cars that, you know, you've had the privilege, I know, I've been in Lambos, I've been in Ferraris, I've been in Porsches.
Yeah.
And it's a weird one that my favourite car to this day has been an Audi RS3.
Okay, yeah,
and
I can relate
like,
to that.
Why? Because it's a great hatchback.
It's a proper boy racer look.
Yeah. But, you know, you can get, you know, 200 mile an hour out of that car.
On the Autobahn, of course.
Yeah, I'm not going to say where obviously we've done those things. But, you know, as
not
a
on
review,
the Isle of Wight, all the cars end up on their roofs on the island. I don't know if you've noticed that lately.
Yeah, I was chatting to Arleneco this morning, actually, funny enough, and the amount of cars that they've had to go out to in this past week has just been ridiculous.
And they all seem to be on their roofs. Like, obviously, thoughts go out there for anybody who's been involved, not making a laughing matter of it, but yeah, there's definitely some attention that needs to be drawn towards that at the moment.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
But yeah, that comes from, you know, just going back to the car stuff, you know,
like I say,
that's where the love came from. I've had, you know, in the past, when I was younger, I used to be a sponsored athlete for like skate park stuff, so skateboarding, BMXing, scooter riding. And I had to do lots of promotional videos myself to gain sponsorships. So I was always making videos. You know, so I've always had that passion
always
for creating content. Yeah, and then obviously, you know, over the years, it swiftly moved on to making content for other people.
Well, that's not a problem at all, is it? Because then people benefit from your skills.
Yes.
So videography and photography and obviously building assets and stuff on, well, what programs do you use? Things like Photoshop or?
Oh, there's loads. We are a massive advocate for Adobe.
Yeah.
So we use Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Lightroom, Premiere Pro. There's so many platforms out there
for
people to make videos. You know, and it's, as we're moving more into a digital world, as I like to say, it's always becoming easier and easier for people to make content, you know, especially of like, you know, people are wanting to become influencers. Mm. My 5-year-old son, Hunter, he's just obsessed with YouTube.
Yeah.
And he's convinced that he's going to be a YouTuber one day, and I will help
him.
Takes
after his dad then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, you know, get off YouTube, this, that, and the other. You know, I've been with people that are making millions off of YouTube, just creating content.
And some of the things, they're not even good. I don't mean some people, I'm like, what are you?
But this is the thing. People want to see more user-generated content rather than TV. And there's a lot of stuff
falsified
out.
Falsified and scripted.
Yeah,
and so
you know, there's obviously news outlets out there that we won't mention. They put a lot of advertising out there and content.
Propaganda.
You know. There's no better content than user-generated content. Content that us beings...
Sometimes it can be a bit dangerous because sometimes it's based on an opinion rather than a fact.
Yeah, but when I'm talking from an aspect of just making entertaining videos, let's say just the YouTube videos. For example, like the Mr. Beast and all those sorts of, you know, people that make cool videos.
Yeah.
You know, people are watching them more than they're watching normal TV nowadays.
Well, like a Formula One fan, I love watching like Quadrant, which is Lando Norris and everyone like that as well. And all these live podcasts that come through on it. You know, the content is really good, actually, to be honest. And you're getting more of a genuine feel. It is that kind of unpolished, which actually makes you feel a bit more in touch with them in that sense.
Definitely. And it's one of the things that we're trying to incorporate in our marketing tactics for our clients.
The more personal touch.
Yeah, is having that user-generated content, showing that you're actually human.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we are working with influencers that are in certain niches that, you know, we can use with our clients that resonate with people. It isn't just a case of you need the best polished video that's taken, you know, £10,000 worth of time and to make the best video in the world. When you can actually spend a lot less than that and have more
fun
and have content that resonates with people and get a lot more engagement. And the main thing here is to get more customers in your business.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I've been playing around a little bit myself with my Facebook stories and so forth, and you know, it's actually been really encouraging. You know, I thought people would just take the mick out of me and, you know, start going, oh, do you think you are some kind of celebrity? But genuinely, I enjoy doing it, and there's enough people out there that say, I enjoy actually looking at what you're doing and so forth. And even the other day with the mental health day, I did a little shout out, and someone approached me the other day and said, thank you so much for that. I opened up at the right time and it made me feel really good. And that was one person positively affected. So, as well as business wise, it can, mental health wise, you can use it as well to encourage people, especially with a lot of the motivational quotes and so forth.
On that note, quick shout out to Mindset Bros.
Yes, the Mindset Bros.
I am currently wearing a Mindset Bros hoodie right now.
I still keep intending to pop over, so I must do that someone soon.
Yeah, I'll say shout out to Ross, Martin, and Liam. You know, great bunch of guys out there. You know, if any men out there that need help with mental support, they're in Mindset Bros.
There you go. Again, we had Shells from FYEY in the other month as well. So there are things locally to help people with men's mental health as well. Obviously, we're all equal, but it's good that obviously a lot of men don't want to open up. So it is being around the right people and finding someone you want to open up to.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Mindset Brothers, you can find that on...
They're on pretty much all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. They are booming on TikTok.
Are they
right
really?
Now. Yeah, okay. they just surpassed 10,000 followers.
Nice.
In under a year, which is good.
That's good.
They're making a lot of resonating content. That actually, you know, attracts their audience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I must admit, I'll go check it out later for a shout out for Dale. So that's the Mindset Brothers. You know, it's nice giving a shout out to them. So how can people get in touch with you about the Media House if they want some services, or how would they go about that?
So again, we're across all social media platforms, so the Media House, or it'll be under the Media House IOW, or you can call our office number on 01983 241 457.
There we go.
Or, you know, on our website, www.tmhiow.co.uk, we've got all of our contact information on there, as well as our portfolio of stuff that we've done and the services that we offer.
Cool. And if you didn't catch that, you will be able to listen back to this interview at a later date and get the details. If not, you can inquire to studio@vectusradio.fm as well, and we'll send you some more info on it. I see you recently you've been doing something with the Veterans Bar as well. That's been quite hype over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I want to give those guys a massive shout out. The Veteran Hub and the Veteran Hotel, they do wonders in this community, especially, well, obviously, they're trying to get, and I believe so far it is achieved, and they want to keep it that way, is zero veterans on the streets in terms of like homelessness. They don't want any homeless veterans. So if you are a veteran that's struggling, please contact them. They have accommodation. They can put you up and help you get back on your feet, people to talk to. But the main reason why I want to talk about it is, unfortunately, their Facebook account, and we don't know what happened, we're still working on it, it has been deactivated.
Yeah, I did see that, actually.
Yeah, so on...
Which is weird, because normally it just gets hacked, spammed.
Yeah.
And then this has actually been completely deleted.
Yeah, it's weird because we know Dale, the owner... big shout out to him. You know, he's doing amazing things for the Veteran Hotel. We've been through all of his emails, we've checked everything, and there's not been any emails of, you know, your email address has been changed or anything like this. So we don't know. Obviously, I can't spit things out there that could have happened.
Yeah, yeah, no.
You know,
it sounds malicious, but either ways, you want to you want to bounce them back.
So what we have done is, you know, I spent a lot of time with them this week, and we have made them a new Facebook page.
That's really cool.
And obviously, that's making it sound like I've done a big thing. It's not. It's easy to do. But what we're trying to do here is, obviously, we launched their new Facebook page yesterday. If anyone wants to find it, it's called The Veteran Ride. We made the page yesterday. When I went to bed last night, we was on 52 followers.
Then when you left to come to the studio?
Ah, crazy. So, yeah, I went down to the Veteran this morning, met with Dale, said, right, we need to do a video to announce that this new page is us. You know, it's not somebody that's just made a random page and trying to be you. So we put up that video this morning, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes long, just explaining, here we are outside the hotel, it's actually us. Please go and like the new page. Mm-hmm. And since I left the office to getting here in the space of about half an hour, we're on 678 followers.
Wow.
In under 24 hours. So, yeah, it's been great support so far. If we can keep that momentum going and get them back up to where they were on thousands. You know, they do such great things.
Yeah,
you know, the bar, you
that.
Can go in, you can have a drink in there, you can watch the, you know, the Isle of Wight talent that they have on in there. Go support all the artists. Everything that you spend in the bar goes back to helping veterans and keep veterans off the street. You know, mental health support, they do a lot of it. So
yeah, no, we had a few veterans in a few weeks ago, actually, because they do a veterans gathering on a Wednesday in the Riverside Centre. So we actually had a few in to talk about it. And it's amazing, the people out there, again, to help and support. And like I said, the veterans do a great job at Ride. You do hear the great things as well. So it would be good to try and get them promoted and get their shout back out.
I'll say we'll get there. I don't think it would take too long as we, you know, if we have the support that we've had in the past 24 hours continue,
yeah,
it won't be long at all. But yeah, we just got to get that, build it back up, you know, get the reviews back. The annoying thing is, all right, it's gone.
Yeah,
but that's the main thing, is that nobody is in their old account. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing I wanted to get clear, you know, because obviously they are talking to people that are opening up.
Yeah, yeah.
We wanted to stress the fact that nobody is on the account, so that, you know, nobody's messages have been like leaked or anything.
It's confidential.
Like
still.
It's the main thing we want to get across.
Yeah.
So it's been deleted.
Yeah.
We are trying to get hold of Meta, but it's the hardest thing on the planet.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
To try get it back, because the main thing we want back from that is the photos.
Yeah.
There's a lot of memories on there.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll be out there. Yeah, we'll make some more. So, you know, the work with Dale and the team, we'll get it back up as it is.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's, you know, it's one of the things we do at the Media House is, you know, if you're having trouble with your social media account, we will help you.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a business owner, you're looking to build your social media presence, because at the end of the day, it is your online shop window.
Mm-hmm.
We will help you build that reputation.
That was going to, actually, that literally was what I was going to come to a moment ago to say, you know, that last reach out. Yeah, feel free to obviously get in touch with Blake if you do think you need any assistance with social media marketing, especially digital wise, which is the way that the world is going at the moment. I've seen the work you do. It is fantastic. And I encourage you to continue doing it, and it's nice to bring you in and actually have a chat about it and promote it. And I hope that you get many people get in touch with you, and I look forward to having a chat with you while the next song's on as well. So
thank you
very much for coming in, Blake. It's great to have you.
I could have kept
talking for even longer. Maybe we'll get you back in another time as well.
We definitely need to revisit this. I have so much to say.
Sounds like we've got a show booked in there. Here we go. Sweet as. Right, it's fantastic.